Thank you for calling Neighborhood Housing Group. This is Courtney. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have some property with a 4-bedroom, 2-bath brick home for sale. There's the estate, of course. My dad's been dead a year. They were trying to sell without getting a realtor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hold on one second. Let me grab a pen and piece of paper. All right, let me just give me one second. Let me update my profile here for you, and then we can get to, do you have a couple of minutes to kind of go through like the details and stuff of the property?
Yeah.
How awesome. And then what we can do is we can possibly get you a cash offer today as well. So that's exciting.
Okay. Well, my cousin, my uncle, he's the power, he's executor of Power State. I was power attorney for my dad died, but he said if we can, me and my two sisters, try to sell it without giving the realtor, then he'd go that way, you know.
And is anyone staying in the house, or is it sitting vacant right now?
Well, it's vacant right now. We done got everything moved out of there, but my sister's living in a camper in the driveway.
Okay. Sorry, usually this takes like five seconds, but for some reason my computer wants to be annoying right now. There we go. Okay. All right. All right, so this is a single family house. And you said brick.
Yeah.
Single family brick.
I mean, it leaves a little bit of work, you know, done for it or whatever, not much.
Okay. County, is this Cleveland County?
Cleveland County.
Cleveland, okay. Let me make sure. One of these days, I'll memorize all these counties for sure.
Yeah.
And then brick. Does the house have a basement?
No, it does not have a basement.
Okay. And you said 4 bedrooms.
It has 3 bedrooms, and then the garage is built in, and
yeah,
it can be a bedroom or a game room or something because it's got the door to the outside, the front. It's got the door goes upstairs to the main part of the house, and it's got a back door that goes to the swimming pool.
Okay. Now, is the swimming pool in ground or above ground?
In ground.
In ground?
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to notate that. How much land does it sit on?
I think right at 2 acres.
2 acres, okay.
At least 1.5 acres.
All right. And do you know what the square footage of the house is?
Not right off.
Okay, let me see if I can. It says on Zillow it's 1,800. That sound about right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes Zillow can be off, but, you know, if it sounds right to the, you know, the person I'm talking to, then we'll... I usually put that in there. What about the year that the house was built? Do you have an idea what that is?
Yes. I think 78 or 77.
Okay.
78, I'm pretty sure, because I was born in 78. And the year I was born, they were moving into the house.
Okay.
They had a trailer on the land building it.
My dad did. Wow. I had a neighbor who lived across the street. Their car had caught fire in their garage, and like kind of did a bunch of damage to the house and stuff. And their insurance company like provided them with a camper, so they camped in the driveway while the house was being repaired. So I was like, hey, that was pretty. You know, that's got to be cheaper than one living with someone else while your house getting built and getting a hotel room.
I rented a motel room for 2 months when we had to get another, the state finally took the house over.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was expensive, yeah. But anyhow, that's the last thing we sold. We done sold a camper in the land at Lake James, a beach house in land at Myrtle Beach, his car, 65 Chevrolet convertible, 59 Chevrolet Ford. So the last thing we're going to sell is the house.
Gotcha. Before
he split it up between 7 people, 4 grandchildren, and me and my 2 sisters.
Okay, so 7 people that are going to be splitting the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that money, when we sell a house, it'll go towards everything else that they sold, you know?
Yeah. Let's see. All right, and you said it's been vacant. How long has it been vacant?
Since about May.
May, okay.
Yeah, about May or June.
Now, I know you said it needs a little bit of repairs, but is it livable at this point, though, like as is?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And do you live local to the house, or do you stay out of town?
I live local to the house.
Now, is it city water and sewer or well and septic?
It is. It's got well water, but it's hooked up to county water.
County water, okay.
Yeah, and Duke Power.
All right. Mm-hmm. And so the property, you basically inherited it, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was already paid for. Right. It actually, a price for like, I think it was $110,000, you know. We're not asking like $75,000, $70,000.
Okay. You said 110, and you're asking 70?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can all get at least 10 apiece.
Oh yeah, that'd be.
That's the last thing we got. Last thing we got to sell before we can get any money.
Right. And the good thing, the good thing about going through us too is, with you listing it with a realtor and stuff, you have to pay commissions and all the closing costs and stuff.
Yeah.
We pay all the closing costs, and there's no commissions to be paid. So, it's a paid off house. So the $70,000, let's say we offer you, just say, that's the amount that you get. So
that's the lowest we'll go, $70,000. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I was just annotating that real quick.
I mean, we usually ask for more. Like when James Webb said he'd buy it, I told him at least 90.
Yeah.
And I know he'd try to bargain with me, but I'm being straight up with you. So
right.
That's a lot. Like I said, we done. Sold all his cars, sold both his other properties, and we kind of need the money, you know?
I definitely understand. Let's see. Now, how would you rate the overall condition of the house? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, okay. And then
the tarp come off the pool, and the pool's green. And I know that usually brings down the, value of the house. Or whatever, but somebody had missed the pump. It's got the pump, but it was hooked up to a Caribbean Clear.
Mm-hmm.
So that might have to be, worked on or filled in or something,
Yeah. Let's see.
But I mean, it wouldn't be hard to make it look pretty out there again.
Oh yeah, and it's those like what a realtor looks at. They want like showroom quality. We don't, we don't require that to buy it, if that makes any sense. Because we purchase property as is. So, you don't have to put any work into the house so that pool can be green.
The main thing that needs to be done to the house is there's a bunch of trash outside, out back, right at the edge of the fence. And then some people that was staying there with my sister after we was already had the place to be out. Uh-huh. The back building full of trash. So, bunch of trash got to be took off.
Okay.
Other than that building, probably needs a new roof on it. We just put a tin roof on my daddy's house right before he died.
Okay, so you have a new roof, that's good. And a tin roof at that.
We have like a $10,000 roof.
Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being perfect, how would you rate the interior condition only?
8.
8, okay. And then on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being perfect, how would you rate the exterior condition?
Oh, 9, except the grass needs cut.
Grass needs cut, okay. I used to have a house. I had 2.5 acres of land, and it was always hard to keep the grass cut. Oh my goodness. It was like you would spend pretty much 8 hours cutting it one day. And then next thing you know, you're like, oh my God, I got to cut grass again. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was just way too much.
Well, my dad always paid somebody to do the grass, bushes, and all that stuff. And then,
I need to do that. I should have done that a long time ago.
Yeah. And we just really, us three girls, we really sort of, because I got one disabled, I got one that won't work. And then I'm taking care of the disabled one. When just like right. I'm taking care of my daddy, and it's just kind of been hard.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I was actually taking care of my daddy, and he was paying me to do like self-employment for him and his girlfriend, you know? So.
Yeah. Now the one sister that's living in a camper in the driveway, you said, she knows that you're selling, correct?
Yeah, she's been trying to call people too.
Okay. So any other, repairs or updates in the last 3 years that you know of?
Of course the roof and, he got a new air conditioner pump thing.
Okay. All right. And what type of floor covering is throughout the house? Is it carpet or hardwood floors?
It is floating hardwood floors in the living room and the kitchen and the hall. And then it's carpet in the three bedrooms. And it's tile in both bathrooms. And then downstairs, it's got like an indoor carpet.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And downstairs, I've seen like four steps. It was the one where we closed the garage up.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay. Now, is all those in good condition, or will they need to be replaced?
The one in the kitchen on my dad's set, he had the rolling chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And the 6 months before he died, he rolled pretty much in that chair around that kitchen. The kitchen okay. Will be fixed. And it can be pulled up. I think we still got some boxes in the attic. It'd be the middle of it could be pulled up and then put back down, really, and keep some of it because it's the snapping, floating floor. You know what I'm talking about?
Hardwood floor. Yeah. See, some are in the attic. Okay, cool. All right. And then any appliances going to be sold with the house?
Well, at one time there was supposed to be a stove and a double-sided matching refrigerator because okay. It's got the hood for the stove and a dishwasher. But the one that was living there now in the driveway totally mm-hmm. sold and didn't tell us.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, I hate that.
It has to come out of her pay.
I agree. I agree with you. That should. You went ahead and did that, you know, behind our backs, then, you know, we're going to take what you already made.
Yeah, because by now the dishwasher's on one man's dunk right now. She ain't got rid of it yet.
Oh, my goodness. I swear.
Maybe.
Let's see. All right. Does the house have any wiring or plumbing issues?
I don't have any wiring. Plumbing issues, let's see. The garbage disposal underneath the kitchen sink needs to be fixed. And then, if y'all going to replace anything, it'd be the toilet in the middle bathroom that's on down the hall because you can't put a lot of toilet paper in there, like it stops up all the time. It's mm-hmm. an old toilet. That toilet's been there since like 77, you know. He replaced the toilet in like another bathroom.
Okay. Does it need any windows or doors?
Probably. A door from the den. That's probably going to need all three doors.
The interior? That's interior doors? That's not the...
That's the outside doors.
The outdoor. Okay, the exterior doors. Okay. And what about the windows? Are the windows in good condition?
All the windows are good, but two of them. I don't know if it's a storm window. No, it ain't a storm window. It's the one on the bottom part of the window. Are broke.
Okay.
But the storm window comes down, so you know. But yeah, two windows and all three doors.
Okay. All right. And then all the floors are level throughout the house. You haven't noticed any soft spots like in high water traffic areas?
Oh, no. Like, no. No mildew, no mold.
Oh, good.
Nothing leaking, no soft spots.
Okay. And then, are there any holes in the walls?
I think there's one in the hall, very small one.
Okay. Okay. All right. And then the water heater, is it in good working condition?
Water?
Mm-hmm, the water heater.
Oh, hot water? Yes, ma'am. It's in good condition.
Okay.
It's a big one, too, sir.
Oh, good. I had just had to get a hot water heater in. The one we had was like teeny tiny. And yeah. Our landlords upgraded, and I was like, oh my God, that's the prettiest thing I've ever seen. Because I take hot showers, and that little itty bitty one we have was not working. It wasn't working.
Well, I bought me a camper for $1,200 to stay there until we got more money so I can get a package land home place. You know?
Yeah.
And you know, one of us thought we could buy Daddy's house and keep it, but we'd have to pay the other six off up front, so that's kind of hard. Anyway, I bought one of them tankless hot water heaters for my camper that needed one.
Yeah, yeah.
It runs off of 260, and it's really good. It's one of the new ones from Home Depot, and it's for just like a one shower, a couple of things, like a camper or like a little bar room you got downstairs, you know, basement or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tankless hot water heater, and it's awesome.
That's cool. That is pretty cool. Yeah. And are there any foundation cracks that you've noticed?
No, there should not be. There's there's a crawl space goes underneath the house.
Yes, ma'am.
And there's no, like I said, there's no nothing leaking, no mildew, no mold, because it's got brick underpinning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not brick underpinning. And I'm sure you know it's got brick underpinning, things break. But
right.
It's okay. Got the vents, you know, all the way around the house that are good, that, you know, we open up and stuff. So,
okay,
awesome. Foundation's good.
Now, you mentioned a back building. That building right there, is that the only other structure on the property?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that building's got to be prepared. It's been there a while. It's kind of like, you know, some of the roofs done fell in and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it would be hard to prepare it and be a great tool shed. I don't believe that. Had it full of trash. It's embarrassing. And I don't have a truck, or I'd have went there who to hold it off.
Sorry, I'm just filling out this one area real quick.
I'm going to look at it or whatever. Give me a call back.
Well, what I will do, I just have just a couple more questions, I promise. I know this seems to be getting longer and longer, but once I get all these answered from you, I'm going to check and see if Larry Goins, he's the owner of the company, and what I'll do is I'll see if he's available. He works right behind me. See if I could just transfer you over to him, and then that way he can look over the property and give you a cash offer today. And then we can go from there. But the cool thing is about it is it's no obligation. You know, I will put in here, you know, it was appraised for 110. You're asking 70, and see, you know, so we'll take all that in consideration when we're looking and see what our highest, most best offer is. That's why we take so much time on the front end to get all the details and stuff about the property. That way you'll know what our highest, best offer will be. And you said it's split by seven heirs, right?
That's what?
It's going to be split seven ways? Okay.
Well, yeah, eight counting the lawyer.
Oh, eight. Well, he don't count.
And bad thing about it, my uncle got the most expensive law firm, Shelby.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
They charge you $20 to come out there and, like, to your home, to his home or something, to talk to him or sign a piece of paper or give him paperwork.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That is ridiculous. Well, I was trying to get, we were trying to get a lawyer for my boyfriend. He was going through a custody battle with his son's mama.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear they were just, you know, bullying him in court because he didn't have a lawyer. He didn't have anybody to represent him. And like, they were just like, oh, he's on drugs and he needs a drug test. And he's like passed already like 10 drug tests in the past. The kid's only two. And he's had to do 10 drug tests. And he's passed all of them. And they're like, we don't know. My boyfriend was like, I don't know what's going on. I was like, they're bullying you into sign away your rights so she can move to Texas. I'm telling you, that's what it is. Yeah. And so we went to a lawyer in Lancaster. I live in Lancaster, South Carolina. And it was $150 for an hour of his time to tell us, oh, it's going to be $3,500. If you don't have it, then I can't represent you. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? I said, $150, just poof, there you go, for an hour of his time. Really, dude, you sat there and you talked. That's all you did. I was so furious. Just to hire him, it was $3,500. I was like, all I had was like $2,000. And he wouldn't even take that. I told him, I said, all I have is $2,000. Is that, he's like, no, that's not enough. I was like, oh my God.
That's all anything different is.
Yeah, so it was, yeah, so I don't really like lawyers that much.
I get in trouble, which I don't get in trouble, I'm not trying to court appointed.
Yeah, I know. Well, see, we even tried that, try to get something, from like either through DSS or something to help him and stuff, and there was nothing available. The only way you can get a court-appointed attorney is if you do, commit a crime. I was like, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. If you commit a crime, you have a lawyer for you. But if you're just trying to get your child back, oh, well, good luck, dude.
Right.
I don't get it. I do not get it. Now, are y'all looking to sell as soon as possible, or do y'all have, like, okay, you are, okay.
Yeah, he's already been dead. They died last year, August
26th. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. My dad passed in 2014, and it's still hard, especially because I'm not married or anything, so... I won't have my dad to walk me down the aisle or the father daughter dance or anything like that. So it's kind of hard. But see, my dad was a lot older. He was 70 years old when he passed. So it was basically like growing up with a grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, but he lives a long life. 70 years old, that's long.
My dad is 73.
How do you mind asking how he passed?
I think he ran out. He had to get to, he took his auction off, and he couldn't get to his auction. I just ran to the grocery store, and I felt real funny about something going on, and I heard him got back, and he was dead, his better full of his auction off.
Oh, my goodness.
And he done went to lung cancer. He went blind. He went deaf. I was out there with him driving to the VA hospital at least twice a week. He was a fighter, though.
Man, I'm so sorry about that.
No, I was just baby girl. I'm a baby, and just...
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. It's a hard feel for me.
All right, so the next question here is, is there any other decision makers? So let's say we give you an offer. Are you the main one that says yes, or do you have to, discuss it between the seven others or the six others?
I pretty much have the one that says yes, but I will call my sister and let them know before I sign anything or
Okay. I'm just going to take that in here.
Everybody said today, you wouldn't believe what my uncle sold. The 255 Chevrolet Sport, first together, was worth $135,000 each.
That car was? I bet.
The car was a convertible. My dad sold the truck and the car, and the truck had multiple doors. He sold both big vehicles because my dad had set me for last year. Murdered me still ate off of it. They wouldn't start because they weren't running last year. Okay, so my uncle sold both big vehicles for $30,000 together.
What?
Yeah, the camper with the land and all that we had.
He could have taken that car to auction and gotten a lot more.
Oh, I know. Honey, that camper with the land up there in Moose Lodge at Lake James was worth, my daddy paid $35,000 for it and then fixed it up with the building and everything like that. He sold it for
$16,000. What?
Yeah, so that's why he told us. Yeah, he was fixing to get a realtor. He's like, well, if I get a realtor,
you know that the lawyer and that's the realtor, y'all probably ain't going to get much at all out of the house. So if y'all want to try to go ahead and sell it yourself, you can, you know, and that's what we're trying to do. So he don't get a realtor because he's a missionary. He was a preacher and he travels all the time. So, which I understand. He wasn't really prepared for Daddy to make an executor either, you know.
Right.
It's okay. It's all good.
Well, yeah, so hopefully, you know, we can definitely help you out here. Now, the whose name is the house in still?
Well, I guess my dad, or okay. Chris Ray's. I don't know how that, because it turned over to the state.
All right, is there anything else we need to know about the property or your situation that we haven't discussed yet?
Say what now?
Is there anything else we need to know about the property or your situation that we haven't gone over yet?
No, there shouldn't be much else on the property. All of a sudden, I was telling you about the plant that's being gone now.
Oh, yeah, I'm actually looking at, like, the Google Street View. Cute little house. Man. Awesome. Okay, so all right, so Larry is actually, I think he has stepped into a meeting real quick. And so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna just set him a task to give you a call once he's done. Are you gonna be available?
Oh yeah, you can call me
today.
Yes.
Awesome. Also what I'm gonna do, do you get text messages at this number?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna text you just in case his direct line as well. If you don't hear from him in the next couple of hours, give him a call, and then he'll, if you don't pick up, leave a message, and he'll call you straight back, because I definitely would want him to, you know, talk to you today about it. That way you're not waiting any longer. So I'm going to actually bump this up to his urgent list. I'm allowed to do that. Well, I'll go ahead and do that. Do you have any other questions for me before I set this task for him to call you back?
Not
okay.
Just call me back.
Okay, I will do that, sweetie. Well, thank you for calling in and answering all my questions. I know it's kind of annoying.
If y'all do buy it, y'all probably going to keep that resale.
If we buy it, we have partners and stuff that, you know, they would go in probably, you know, fix and flip it or fix and rent it out. We buy and sell houses.
Okay. Cause like if we do that, and then, like me, I might be interested in, buying it back, you know?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Definitely. Talk to Larry about that. He'll know a lot more than I do about that part of it. But I'll go ahead and set this up for him to give you a call. And as soon as he gets out, hopefully as soon as he gets out of the meeting, that way, like I said, you're not waiting. You can get your offer, get your offer today. But all right, well, you have a good day. I'll go ahead and send this text on over to you. Okay, Maggie?
All right. You have a good day too, honey.
All right. You too, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye.